All right, my good friend Matt Cord is on the line. And Matt's name came, Matt's on our Comcast business hotline, Beyond Fast. Matty Cord, your name came up a number of times yesterday. And the reason being, because if and when, well, it's going to happen, I think, NBA basketball games are played, I had a couple callers who said, because you don't have fans in the seats, you should still have the PA announcer in the background because he provides such ambiance. First of all, I was like so excited that they wanted you behind there, and two, they love your work.
That's great. That's great. I don't know if I can get off of pretty much my radio job to go to Orlando.
I said the same thing, but you know what you could do? I don't know. We'll have to talk to some technical people, but there could be a way that your audio line off of watching from a screen could still provide something somehow, because you are going to have announcers, though.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going to have announcers.
Yes.
And I would have more than just one guy doing it all. So
yeah. So we'll see what happens. But you got to get Matt Cord in there.
Yeah, it'll be so different, you know, without fans to be a PA guy. But, you know, people are like, well, why would they need you? And, like, they need a PA guy. They need to find how many fouls are going on. And
sure.
You know, who got the assist in the shot and who's taking a timeout. But, yeah,
It's funny how people don't realize that actually, that job isn't just to entertain those in the seats. It's actually a necessity.
It is a necessity.
Yeah.
But I guess it's going to happen. They're going to vote this Thursday, and it should be approved. And, you know, hoops at the end of July is what they're saying, right? 2018?
Oh, yeah. Yep. What I don't know is exactly how they're going to do it. I personally like the World Cup group thing for the first round, and then you'd have eight teams left, and they would be a best of seven. But they could do the play-in, you know, do it kind of similar to what hockey has laid out. So that's the only thing that I think is up in the air. But they seem very organized. They're on the same page, by and large. And it seems like everybody wants to do it. So, and I think, you know, Adam Silver is a very smart guy. He wouldn't do it if safety was not possible, right? So, I think by July 31st, that you're going to see NBA basketball being played.
Yeah, you said, you know, Adam Silver, without a doubt, is the best commissioner in all the four sports. So, you know, I trust him.
Yes. His ownership trusts him because they basically said at Friday's meeting, whatever you come to decide with the Players Association, they'll sign off on it.
Yeah.
So, to me, I think that's great that a group of people trust him to make the right decision, and he won't make the decision unless he has his players with him. So that to me is the best scenario possible.
Yeah, I'm just bummed we got to wait another 2 months.
I know, right? And the other problem is because I don't think you'll see a lot of, you know, guys coming back. I don't want to see them rolling up in their cars to a practice facility. I would kind of like to see some of the basketball, and I don't think you're going to see much of that. One, because you're not going to have media in there. Right. So maybe the team shoots a little video each day and puts it out. Maybe. I don't know. But you're really not going to see the real basketball for another 2 months.
Right. Yeah. And you're not going to know what players are in good shape and what players aren't in good shape. And, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see, like, when everyone gets on the court, like, who's been taking care of themselves during the past 3 months.
Yes. I know. I did see an interesting, and I know I was on one Zoom call with Brett Brown, which was kind of fun, but with...
He shaved his beard.
He did. Does not...
Everyone else has grown a beard, and Brett shaved it.
He went completely opposite. But with the Eagles, I didn't realize that their rookies have been in virtual OTAs. So they actually have been, you know, learning their playbooks and... I guess also you get whatever you can do workout wise, they provide you with that. You're just up to this point. Now they've opened facilities, but I thought that was pretty cool that they've been doing the OTAs. Now basketball hadn't gotten the A-OK to regroup as, you know, as a group. So I don't know how much Brett had said on the call. You can't call people every day. It's too much, but you know, you try to stay in touch.
Yeah, you got to stay in touch.
Yeah. I haven't talked to you in quite a while. Did you watch The Last Dance?
I did. I'm bummed it's over.
Yes.
I watched the Lance Armstrong last Sunday. I was like, okay, but this is not even as close to The Last Dance. But I really enjoyed your interview maybe 2 weeks ago. You had BJ Armstrong on the air?
I did. We did.
What a fascinating guy.
Yes.
I just enjoyed that interview so much.
Yeah, he was great. And I thought part of what made The Last Dance so good was the other people that were interviewed were very candid with their answers about the time, Jordan, yeah, what he was like. I think people were very honest.
Yeah. And you also had Leslie Visser on too, right?
Yes, because Phyllis George had passed. So she was one of her, of her same time that she was like up in the big star at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and Mary Stockton too, right?
What's that?
What, married to Dick Stockton?
Not anymore, but yes, back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love The Last Dance. And I just put this piece on my station, your sister's station, WMGK. I wrote a thing, and it's an audio thing of Michael Jordan's last game ever in the NBA was in Philadelphia.
That is correct. I had to have Tyler look that up for me because I randomly said that, and then I said, I better make sure. Because it was one of my favorite telecasts that we did because it was all about Jordan. We didn't even, everything we did coming in and out of breaks was about him. But you're right. It was at our, and because you flew in, not you per se, but the PA announcer from Chicago.
Right. So it was April 16, 2003. And I was, we kind of knew that was going to be his last game because Washington was not good that year. I think they were like 37 and 40 something. So the Sixers were going to the playoffs, so, it's their last game. It's Jordan's last game. I get to the arena that day, and I run into Laura Price, who's our vice president, who I adore. She's like, Matt, I got some bad news for you. I'm like, what? She's like, we brought in Ray Clay to do the intro for Jordan.
Oh. They didn't tell you till then, and you thought you had Jordan's last game? Oh, my. That's a bummer.
It might have been a day before, but Ray couldn't have been any nicer. He was like, Matt, I'm getting paid just to do one player, and you're doing the entire game. Like, you're doing all the heavy lifting. And they put Ray on the court. I don't know if you remember. He was sitting in a stool with a microphone and gave him his own spotlight. And when he introduced Michael came out and I hugged him and stuff. So that was kind of cool.
I remember that. Wait, did you have any moment in that game where, like, maybe Jordan had gone out, then he gets to come back in, and you got to do something a little different than you would have normally?
I got to say, at the very end of the game, they took him out. I think they took him out for like Bobby Simmons or somebody like that. So I was I got to really hype that up. Now in for Washington, Bobby Simmons replacing number 23, Michael.
So you did get to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I was the last guy ever to say his name on a PA as a player.
Sure. So you got that feather in your cap.
But the funny moment from that game was he stole the ball. It might have been from Iverson. And he went up. He had a clear pass to dunk the ball. And he went up. And, that whole Jordan, his legs out open. He's ready to slam it. And the ball hit the rim and bounced straight up. It didn't go in.
I think I remember it.
Or the scoring table where we were. And he holds his knees and he looks up. And he looks right at me and he goes, you ever know exactly what you're going to do? You got it in your mind. You know how it's going to play out. And the last minute, it doesn't happen. I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's what just happened to me.
And he's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what's he saying to you? What's he saying to you? I'm like, just have a dunk and go in.
Yeah, he's saying he's old. His body is no longer responding.
Yeah. But he wrote a really nice letter to the Sixers after that game.
Oh, wow.
Thanking Laura and everybody in the entertainment staff and ENT and, just because we did it upright,
It was really well done. Really well done.
Yeah.
I feel strongly that the game that they did after Kobe had passed was, I thought it was the best that I saw.
That was great. And they had it on Sportsnet the other night. And I forgot you and your dad were calling that game together.
Yes. That is true. That was my first ever NBA game that I called. And it was with my dad and Mark Zumoff.
Yeah, that was great. I'm like, wait, that's Steve. Wait, that's Steve's dad.
Those are the lineups.
Yeah, that was great. That was on. I enjoyed that too.
Yes. All right. But, well, you're enjoying some Jersey Shore?
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the city, stay safe. I mean, it's crazy, you know?
I know. Our city looks very different this morning. So, hopefully, so and it's not just our city. It's, cities across America. So,
everywhere.
Things definitely need to change. And
it's got to be hard for what you guys are all doing at the Fanatic, because you got to bring it up. You got to talk about it. And you're doing a great job. Your open was amazing.